Good Sunday morning to everyone. I certainly hope that you had a productive and stress-free week last week. And of course, I pray you a much more prosperous week and stress-free week this week. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall. And I just wanted to let you all know today, our music of choice is from the Calming Massage CD. It's from the Fears of Serenity collection. Another one of my favorites. And also, if you're available and you'd like to call in, I do bring my call-in listeners on to the show studio. And you can listen to these CDs because I have them playing before, during, and after the show ends for a few moments. So you can always call in and expand on that 15 minutes of stress, relief, and release. I'm going to jump right into our show. So I hope that you're all in your favorite spot, whether you're still lying in bed, or even if you're up in your favorite easy chair, you're at your breakfast table. After we say our prayers, thank the Lord for waking us up another morning. Thank Him for everything that He has provided to us, the good and what we perceive to be the bad, because even the bad is preparing us for something much greater. With that said, let's get into our show. Just sit back, close your eyes, breathe deeply, inhale, now exhale, one more time, inhale, now exhale, keep your eyes closed, and remember, pick up that hammer and start smashing the mirrors that are full of the reflections of the past. Today is a brand new day. It's so early in the morning, the birds are just starting to get themselves together. And right now, everything is calm. So before you get your day going, let's jump into our inspirational vitamin. This week it's coming from a personal perspective because if you've ever listened to our regular show, Healing Through Her Talk Radio, that airs on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, you've probably heard my story. And for those of you who have not, today you're going to get a little bit of an introduction to both myself and how Healing Through Hurt was born. Our inspirational vitamin this week is vengeance. And as I stated, for those of you who do not know my story, let me give you a little bit of a synopsis. I had fallen in love and married someone who I thought would be the person that I would grow old together, sit out on the front porch in our rocking chairs and watch our children and great-grandchildren grow up, become great members of society. Well, as it turns out, I too was the victim of a king of cons, and it turns out that he is, as he was, a narcissistic sociopath. And that was just the beginning. He decided to have an affair with a neighbor. And when I say a neighbor, I mean, you could go out the back door of my home, walk down to the end of my yard and out through the gate, walk a few yards, and you can knock on her parents' front door. And this is a 44-plus-year-old woman who's still living with mommy and daddy. Now, being that close, our children grew up together. My son is almost 30 years old. This gives you an idea of how long I've known this woman. But the minute that I got married, my husband was a contractor, and he did work in her parents' house. So between the both of them, not just one, the both of them, they decided that they were going to develop a life of their own. And being as though her last name was already my married last name, there were times when they would go out and she would actually pretend to be me, Mrs. Smith. So, and yes, that's not just the prop. My name was Smith at the time. But I could have been vengeful. I could have really done a lot of things to her because obviously she didn't care what I did. And I'm sure that my husband shared that I had an arsenal in the home, but she had to satisfy her lustful ways, and lust had nothing to do with it, because in our final days, before we parted for the last time, he was very free and open, and he told me that she was just another notch on his belt, but she was dumb enough to be there, and he knew that she would wait. And I overheard how he would speak with her sometimes, and he talked to her like she was scum on the bottom of his shoe. And I divorced him in 2010, and as of 2012, she's still seeing him when he wants to see her, when he can fit her in between all of his other women who he's using. So you see, I'm educated, I'm successful, or I was. This situation left me back at square one. And again, reasons for me to be vengeful. But Romans 12, verse 19 says, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. So it's not my place. So that's where forgiveness comes in. And forgiveness, I had to forgive them. And that does not mean that I would welcome my ex-husband back into my home. That does not change what the neighbor is, because the Bible has many names for the type of individual that she has proven herself to be. But in order for me to heal and move on, I had to forgive, because if I did not, then I would be the one running around trying to repay the dirty deed for a dirty deed. But I'd be the one who'd end up in jail, or worse. So it's not worth it. Vengeance is the Lord's, not ours. Forgive and let it go. And forgiveness does not mean when you see her to run up to someone who's wronged you, whether it be a male or female, and give them a hug and say, hello, how's you doing? Because I don't really care how she's doing. I'm human, and that's where I am, because I'm still in my healing phase. And I'm to that point where I can share my story more openly with you and so many others. So that's where I am right now. But remember, vengeance is not ours. Once we stoop to that level, we have come down to where the perpetrators are. And then, in their minds, that gives validation to what they have done. Because there was many times that he would come home and accuse me of having affairs and with men, women. It didn't matter. He accused me of having hundreds of affairs when in reality it was him. And she would tell him things that when he wasn't home, I'd have all types of people in the house. Because in her mind, that was making him love her and leave me. But eventually, in the end, I divorced him and it was not pretty. He threatened me. He did all types of things. And she was right there with her man, posing as me, trying to get to my bank accounts. They tried everything in the book. But you know what? She's the one. We have communal mailboxes. She's the one that doesn't come up here to get her mail anymore, unless she knows that I'm not home. She's the one that doesn't come anywhere near my home, because I'm sure that at some point in the back of her mind, she's wondering, when am I going to tell mommy and daddy? When might I come out and put it all out there for the neighborhood? When might I do anything? Because she's expecting me to come down to her level. And then she can tell my ex-husband, you were right. She did this and she did that. And she's crazy. Well, I'm just living my life. because I've left all of that with the Lord. And what's going on with him and her and updates on their lives, that's a story for another day. So with that said, we only have 3 minutes left in our show. So I pray each of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days and enough smiles to turn that frown that you've been carrying around upside down. And I even pray you enough rain to make your beautiful gardens and grass grow. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And of course, if you're on Facebook, find us. We're Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. there. Like us there. That's the best way to get in contact with me and what's going on in all of our upcoming events. We have a national event coming up with the women of I Am, the Women of Inspiration, Aspirations, and Motivations group that I belong to. We have a national event coming up, so be listening for more information on that. And if you'd like to support us in any way, because we are sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit, you can write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, zip code 21133. Or you can email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or if you'd like to speak with me personally, and yes, you do get responses from me personally, my email is mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. On Twitter, wall_foundation. You can also find us there. But remember, vengeance is not ours. It's the Lord's. Move on with your life. You can't move on with your healing process if you're busy thinking up ways to get even with those who have hurt you. They're more afraid when you're quiet and they see that you're moving forward than they would be if you kept going round by round with them, because they've moved on to hurt someone else and they don't care about your feelings. If they did, they would not have hurt you in the first place. So with that, I want to pray each and every one of you enough, and thank you for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. I'll see you again soon. We're trying to get some music to play for you. Here it is. Have a beautiful, beautiful Sunday. Even if it's raining where you are, have a beautiful day. Go outside if it's not thunder and lightning. Dance in the rain. Dance like no one is watching and wash away your pains and your sins. Have a beautiful day. This is Maria Wall, and I hope to see you all back here again next week when our theme is Never Enough. So until then, be blessed. ends our broadcast for today. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Herd Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. I hope you do enjoy these 15 minutes of stress relief and release. It's amazing what such a small amount of time can do and the bigger picture and the grand scheme of things. So I hope you enjoy this time here with me as much as I enjoy being here with you. I look at my stats every week and it still amazes me how many people I appear to be reaching out to and actually touching. Thank you so much. And do write to me. Join me on Facebook. I actually am the administrator of the Facebook page there. So everything you see that gets put up, it comes from me. And I'm there. And there's a spot for you to message me there. And yes, I am the one who responds. But thank you so much. I'm going to get myself together and prepare to start my day. And no, for those of you who think that I'm where I need to be, I'm not. And I know that I'm not even where God wants me to be in the end, but I'm where He needs me to be right now. And when I emerge from the ashes like the phoenix, I will be brand new. And I am oh so looking forward to that day. So until then, have a beautiful day. You have no idea how I can feel what some of you are feeling. I know your pain because I've been down that road. I'm not just some speaker who tells you what I know you want to hear. I tell you things that I know that you need to hear. And those things come from God to me to give to you. Everything that's happened in my life happened for a reason. And that reason was so that I would be here with you. I would not trade it for anything. Because this is why I was born on this earth. Healing Through Hurt is going to continue to expand, and we're going to do some great programs where we can reach out to so many more people. So with that said, I cannot thank you enough for sticking in here with me and believing in me. So until we meet again, be blessed, and remember to smile at someone. Because that smile can actually make their day. Be well.